seated right there. I'll just need a few moments. I'm not preaching at all. In fact, I'm not preaching this week to you. But I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs, where you probably read this morning. And if you are having a habit, as I do, and most of us do, we read a proverb a day. Today's the 22nd. And so today, it's such a perfect one for youth and for my own life. A good name is rather to be chosen. I want to leave a good name. And I want my kids to be able to say, my dad had a good name. I stood at the graveside of Curtis Hudson and so many great preachers. And you just see his name. It's just such a good name. There's a verse that is just a couple of verses down. It was the last verse that I preached to our high school students back in May. I've had this thought. I've spoken for years on the thought. But there's two individuals in the book of Proverbs that this father writes about. One is a simple person, and one is a prudent person. You're the simple ones.
Right.
You're simple. I have the potential to be prudent. You're simple. Don't misunderstand. You're not stupid. The truth is, you're probably in many areas much smarter than I am. I have no idea how to use a computer, and I don't ever plan to know how to use one. I don't have time for it. I don't want it. I don't look forward to it. And there's a lot of reasons. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just I don't want one. The staff just gave me this. This is a cell phone. It's an iPhone. And there's so many things. I don't have all this internet access, but there's so many things on here. And they got it because it can connect into our radio station. If there's a Wi-Fi, is that what they call that? Whatever. I don't know. But you could take this. It could keep you busy all day long. I can't even figure out how to. I've only had it for 3 months. I still can't figure out text messaging. Because I am simple. A simple person is not a stupid person.
Right.
A simple person is someone who is naive or inexperienced. A prudent person is one who has some experience. Now, notice what the Bible says. A prudent man, that's a man who has some experience. A prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself. But the what class?
Simple.
Simple pass on. Simple people are the naive people, the inexperienced people. See, Brother Tim and Brother Thompson chose this number for me. What's the number? 35. 35 represents the years I've pastored this church. In July, our church will be 35 years of age. Now, can I tell you something about 35? I've already experienced where you're headed.
Right.
I know about being a teenager.
Right. Sure.
I know about what it is to go to college.
Sure.
I know what it is to fall in love. I know what it is to have the call of God in your life. I know those things. I know what it is to stay with the same people for 35 years. It's not so I'm so intelligent. I've just learned some things by experience in life.
Right.
A prudent man is, these prudent ladies, your pastor's wife, your youth pastor's wife. There are people in your life that you need to put in your life because they're prudent and you are simple.
Right.
And simple people will destroy their lives.
That's right, sir. That's right.
The number one killer of teenagers is car accidents. Why? Because we have put a vehicle in your hands. And you're not really yet experienced to how to drive on snow or drive in rain or drive around that curve or drive. You will learn how. But you're right now still simple. You're learning. That's why here in California we have rules. You get your license and they don't let you travel all the time with young people yet. There's rules to keep you safe. Let me read this to you. Pastor, this letter is meant as a letter of encouragement. I hope you see it's coming from my heart. I truly mean every word that's typed on this page. Thank you, Pastor. I think this is a 18-year-old young man. Thank you, Pastor, for being my pastor. Thank you for staying faithful in the midst of flippy-floppy Christians like myself. I love you, Pastor. I think of you all the time, and I try to remember what to pray for you when you pop up in my head. And then he talks about so many things here about his pastor and him. And then he says this, I feel so happy and privileged to have a true man of God lead me in God's will along the straight and narrow. Thank you for not giving up on me. I don't even want to imagine where I'd be going, where I'd be if it wasn't for your prayers. He's coming soon. There's no time for this on again, off again stuff that litters my past, which I now bear the legacy.
Right.
I'm here for good now. You're stuck with me. By his great grace, I will bear what may lie ahead, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. The Lord is faithful. I'm praying for you and your family. God bless you. And then I remember when I had his funeral. When he took his life. Brother Currington, he meant every word of that.
Right.
Every single word. Brother Thompson, in fact, I have that board. I'm done now with what I have to say, but periodically these next days, I want to show you, here's a danger sign. And this danger sign is going to be the reminder for us. I want to bring some thoughts that are dangerous to you. It is dangerous to run to the beat of your own drum.
Yes, sir.
It is dangerous to try to go into adulthood without some prudent people. You're going to have to figure out who those prudent people are. They have to be godly people. I had a cabinet of prudent people. It wasn't that I assigned them, okay? They never knew it. One of the cabinet members, I was a high school junior. I'd leave school at 12 and get in my car and go to work. I worked 40 hours a week.
Amen.
My senior year, I got out of school about 9:30 in the morning, and I went to work. Worked a job and a half. But I'd all swing by on the way to work by my aunt's house, Aunt Elnor. She's my mother's younger sister. I've had her funeral. She died at age 68. Her husband, who built the building over our other property, died at age 68. They're just such great people. My aunt was not an educated woman. She was kind of, we'd always make fun of, people would, she'd make fun of herself. She was kind of a dingbat. Oh, she'd get jokes 10 minutes later, you know. She was just sort of zoned. I'd stop by my aunt's house, and she'd always make me a sandwich or something. Say, now, Jack, you need to eat. That dear, sweet lady was so prudent. She helped guide my life into adulthood. She encouraged me so much. She believed in me so much. She would say little things. She never preached at me. My mother and dad were so prudent in my life. My pastor and his wife. And when you cannot shake your pastor's hand, there's an indication something's wrong with you. When you boycott your youth pastor or his wife, it's not that they're bad. There's something wrong with you. I put this danger sign here because I recall a young boy, and he got into some trouble, and I brought him to the office in the Christian school, and I talked to him, and he just welled up. He was 15. And he convinced his parents, who were good people, convinced them that, you know, pastor's wrong, church is wrong, and you know how that goes. Now, the prudent person's the enemy. Of course, he did what so many teenagers do. He got his parents out of church. And he went out swimming like this, and I'll never forget it. It was with another family. And the lady said, don't go out any further. It's too cold. You'll cramp. And he waved back at the woman, big, tall, strapping kid, 18 now, waved back at her like, you dumb idiot. I know what I'm doing. I remember over here a few miles away when I walked into the funeral home to see his body. Different boy than I just told you. I was the first one there after they had prepared his body for the burial. He drowned. There was such anguish and anger on his face. They got him at the bottom of the lake, pulled him up. I never said that to anybody. Tiffany, my daughter, before she went off to work, that day drove by the funeral home. She said, Dad, I saw it. She called his name. She was still in high school, and she said, Dad, I this is weird saying this, but it looked like he was angry. There was so much life ahead of him, but he chose to disregard somebody who was prudent. There's danger, young people.
Yes, sir.
Right.
We're not trying to clone you. You have to be just like us. We're trying to bring you into adulthood. Yet it seems like in your precious lives, your young lives, everything is pushing against you. It seems like for your life that videos, television, iPads, iPhones, all of it, it just seems like it's just shoving it down your throat. We'll have a fun activity today. And I believe in going to places like this once a year or so, but you'll see it there today. We'll go to, I guess we all know what we're doing tomorrow. We'll go to a ball game tomorrow. It'd be fun. But that music and all, and I mean, what are you going to do? You have to live life. But everything is going to be shoved down us, Brother Currington, all the time. Be very wise if you would give yourself to prudent people. I would not say this to hurt you, Brother Copenhat. I would not say it if Leah, who's your sister-in-law, was in here right now, and your other sister-in-law, Rebecca Treber, your sister-in-law, and those precious girls. Their mother was my exact age. We were 11 days apart, preacher's wife all these years. And Mrs. Larry Brown, she passed away this year with cancer. Brother Tim and you were there when she passed away. I kept seeing Rebecca last night right over here. Then she left out for a few minutes, and Leah was sitting there. And I talked to Leah last night a little bit. I said, those kids, I hope they understood what he was saying about Mom and Dad. I said, I'm not calling you to say anything, but she goes, I know I thought of it a lot. I miss my mom so much. Don't be like that teenage girl you've heard me tell it before that walked out the door that morning so mad her mother go to school and said, I hate you, I wish you were dead. Well, at 10 o'clock that morning, called into the principal's office, she got her wish, her mother had died of a heart attack. You better love your mama. She's not perfect, I know. You better love your dad. You better love your church. You better love your youth pastor. You better love your youth group. So get around some prudent people. Father, bless these kids. I think of this boy. I remember the day he committed suicide. And I know that it's not really what he wanted in life. He just gave up. He began to hang around some simple people. He wanted to be around prudent people. He was so weak. And I pray that you'd cause each one of these young people to get around prudent people, wise people. He that walketh wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. May these young people realize that their great advisor should not be a peer, another young girl, a young boy, but should be a godly, prudent man and woman that can bring him into adulthood. Thank you for what we've heard, and while we look forward to Brother Currington and put your power afresh and anew on his life today, I pray that the Holy Spirit may come down here on this Tuesday morning and do surgical work on our hearts. In Jesus' name,
Amen. Let's stand together. Page number 40, Brother Boroff. Page 40. There's the danger sign. I'll try to give you a few others as we have time this week. But page 40, here's a good sign.